My grandpa worked here his entire life. It's why he came to Buffalo as an Irish immigrant for the job at Bethlehem Steel. My father worked there in the blast furnace for a while. My uncles worked there. This was the bread and butter for an entire community.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul spoke of Bethlehem Steel's economic importance. It once employed at least 25,000 people locally, but she also spoke of the pollution the company left behind after shutting down steel production in the 1980s. Under a consent order announced by state officials, 489 acres of that land now owned by Tecumseh and ArcelorMittal will be remediated, with the Department of Environmental Conservation overseeing the cleanup. It will take several years and cost at least $35 million, which the landowner will ultimately pay, says State Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos.
The company has agreed to provide financial surety for the work being done. There will be public engagement in the cleanup, which is very important. We want to give the company a chance to hear from the public as to how this site should be redeveloped and opened up for use.
Nearby acres where Bethlehem Steel once stood have already been rehabilitated, as State Senator Tim Kennedy explains.
You have a bike path through the area that used to be overgrown with weeds and fencing and basically a do not enter sign. Now we have an opportunity to take back this land that is rightfully ours, our community.
State Assemblyman Sean Ryan refers to the property as the community's front yard. Commissioner Sagos says public hearings will be held, but none have been scheduled yet. The state has already spent $20 million to clean up the former steel mill site. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.